Oh my god. I'm such a 90s kid, but I wasn't born in the 90s.
Gun possession is a hazardous war affecting children in their homes.
Shut the fuck up.
Fine. It's not even that full. Like, why do you even...
You have to isolate the cup, man.
Isolate the cup, dude. Otherwise, like, you'll start to... Like, the needle will dance all over the record and you'll just be fucked.
Goddamn records.
That's a joke about records. That's a joke about
records. We made one joke.
About record enthusiasts.
Like we're talking about records the entire fucking night.
No record talk allowed on this podcast.
At the expense of record enthusiasts.
Yes, good.
There's two record enthusiasts.
They're expendable, so it's okay.
Commencement speech was this guy who turned Lord of the Rings books into video game. And all he talked about was the process of taking stuff from a book and turning it into a video game. Most boring thing I've ever heard. Plus, he's talking about, like, it's good to have diversity because, the Avengers are the best because they have female superheroes
and
in
they
them.
They have singular female
he
superhero right now.
Not really. Also not a superhero.
He literally used that as a point.
She, the Black Widow, I mean, I guess if we're talking about the comics, in the comic books, She-Hulk is a member. Do you know the She-Hulk does the litigation in, she is
I remember that.
She's a lawyer who does all of the stuff. Like, there's one point where Spider-Man is going on trial, and she's like, before the trial, she's helping him get ready to go.
Is that the same trial where he says the real reason JJJ hates me is because I'm black?
I don't think it is that one. Which is it's a really funny fucking panel.
Is She-Hulk
black? It's pretty good.
No. She-Hulk is
green.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, that's comics are dumb, man. I don't know what to say.
Oh well, yeah, we've talked about this before.
We talked about how comics are dumb a whole lot because there's nothing else to talk about. There's no other.
Exactly.
Do you want to talk about Ultimate Spider-Man really quick?
No, I don't.
All right. Well, I'll save that for my Ultimate Spider-Man podcast.
Yeah, our exclusive.
Start recording. We got to get this thing going.
Oh, we've been recording for 10 minutes now.
What?
Wow.
2 minutes, actually.
Oh, no.
That's a big difference.
Yeah. Honestly, whenever we get a jumping on point, that's where I'm going to edit in from.
Do you think we should just start talking about what we just watched?
Oh, my gosh. No, because we haven't introduced that this is the Three Awebos.
Are we now in the podcast?
Wait, you said when, you started when recording.
I was just waiting for a jumping on point. I was going to come up from us talking about bullshit.
This is so meta.
It's quite meta.
Everything's just fucked up.
You're just not paying attention. I've told you this like 3 times.
Yeah, but I just figured that the point at which you started recording would be the jumping off point.
No. Back to Ultimate Spider-Man.
Yeah.
So what it turned out is that Peter Parker... Okay, in Ultimate Spider-Man, Peter Parker dies.
God damn it.
Peter Parker dies. and it's a really great... It's a really great issue of the comic. It's actually pretty fucking incredible. It's like the best that Brian Michael Bendis has ever been at writing comics.
Sure.
And then he just shat it up. Like, he took a team book... He's really terrible
at writing... The comic book got bad?
No, it's... Michael Bendis got bad. Who was really consistent. He wrote Ultimate Spider-Man for a decade and then shat it up. But...
It was amazing. So Peter, the first decade,
it was really good for almost the entire run. But Peter Parker dies, and
as he always does.
Miles Morales assumes the role.
Is this before or after he can talk to spiders?
I don't think it happens in Ultimate Spider-Man.
Oh right, it's Ultimate. Okay.
And Doomsday Spider-Man. In Ultimate Spider-Man, Miles Morales becomes the new Spider-Man, Spider-Man.
Yes, we Spider-Man now.
We Spider-Man now. And
he's Spider-Man now.
And then
that was a. When that happened, that was the thing.
Okay.
And Peter Parker came back from the dead, apparently, which is
not
unheard of in this universe already. Because
what?
Because Gwen Stacy had already come back from the dead.
For no reason, right?
No, absolutely no reason.
Yeah.
No reason.
No reason whatsoever. And then also Norman Osborn came back from the dead.
Oh, man. He's like super dead.
His
parents.
Now, it turns out that this Spider-Man came back from the dead for a different reason that Gwen Stacy and Norman Osborn came back from the dead. It turns out that he never actually came back from the dead. He just came in from a universe where that Spider-Man didn't die.
I want you to shut the fuck up.
So
I just know
this Spider-Man.
Stop fucking talking.
He comes from a universe in which Nick Fury is white. they actually mentioned
that's the one difference in this universe.
Oh, also he didn't die.
Okay, well, I mean, that makes sense.
And then he's like, Nick Fury's like, it's time to go home. And
spray Gatorade all over my face.
And he gets in a limo with Nick Fury and drives away from Mary Jane, who's crying, running down the sidewalk. And And this is how this Spider-Man leaves the Ultimate Universe.
I'm so glad comic books, they're still dying, right? I want them to die.
They're bigger than we're in the 90s.
I want them to die just the slowest, most painful death of any industry.
It is a fascinating little disaster of an industry. And by little, I mean multi-billion dollars now,
people
thanks
make
to films.
Fun of anime.
Speaking of anime, this is the Three Uweebos.
The Three Uweebos.
I'm your host.
This has been the Three Uweebos.
I am your host, Ethan.
Hey, wait a second. I'm the host.
You're my co-host.
Oh, did we decide? We decided titles a while ago. I guess that was for a different
podcast. That was for a different thing that never came to fruition.
That never happened, so now we're doing this
we
podcast.
We are the hosts.
I'm the head honcho, or is that you?
I don't remember what my title was. Whatever. You're Declan. You're Declan.
Yes, I'm Declan.
And that is Steven.
I am Steven.
You can't see me pointing
and
at them.
We had a resident fuckboy, but he's now dead, and also maybe in Minnesota? I don't know.
Oh, yeah, he was resident fuckboy, wasn't he?
Yeah.
What was Connor?
Dank meme...
Meme lord.
Meme lord. Minister.
I'm the meme
Chancellor
lord.
Chancellor of memes.
Supreme imperator of memes.
Senator of hot memes.
The dankest. So, we watched the show this week.
Yes, or in one
our
day.
Our first full-length feature, 13 big-ass episodes.
That's not what a feature is. we watched
the way Steven watched it was a feature.
I guess, yeah. It's one where you get redundancies all the time because of...
One solid block of a 13-episode show in one day. But Steven can pound them down like no other.
Steven, tell
them about how you watched all of the melancholy
of
Haruhi Suzumiya in a single day.
So
he's been waiting to tell this for months. He's wanted to tell somebody.
It's my proudest achievement.
The world has to know. This shouldn't be humanly possible. This has to be some kind of record for most anime.
I think this show
most
is
anime
special.
Goes to Steven.
Most anime goes to Haruhi.
I think Haruhi is a special show
most
myself
game.
Because of the Endless Eight. But I don't remember. I think this is. Yes, this is before I started working full-time. So I was in between jobs, so I had nothing to do. So I just started watching anime, and you guys suggested me to watch Haruhi Suzumiya.
Yeah.
And
it's not this way, though. It didn't have to be like this, Steven.
So I just had a day where I just had fuck nothing to do. And I woke up at like 11, started the first episode at like 12. And I didn't stop. I just
until,
watched.
I guess, like, episode. 2 in the morning? I don't know.
Oh, no, it took, like, 10 or 11 hours or so. For 20...
Weren't you painting? You were painting a room at one point.
Yes. So, I was watching a show. I got, I just dove right in. Really good. It's a really good show.
It's a masterpiece.
But for those who have seen it, you know about The Endless Eight.
now, most people don't finish The Endless Eight, period.
I skipped. I watched 3 episodes.
All of it and the rest of the surrounding show.
Yes.
In a period of 12 hours.
What the fuck?
Can I just describe The Endless Eight?
Everyone knows.
It's the same show over
and
the same episode over and over.
It's the same episode over and over and over with extremely subtle differences.
Well,
that
all,
really aren't even
they're,
important.
They're all directed differently. It's all new animation. They don't reuse anything.
Kyong Kong, there
was.
So
it's 8 episodes, which is like. 2.5 hours.
I just watched the one where Kion doesn't have his shirt 8 times in a row.
Alright, so that's like 2.5 hours or something. I didn't skip an entire episode. No, I did.
What is your damage?
I did have to
who hurt you?
Peel some like wallpaper off a wall or something. So I
just
did that.
Just to get things exciting after.
Get things exciting.
You had to liven it up a bit after watching End of the State. So let's peel some wallpaper.
And you know what? I made it through. I can't tell you the great feeling it was when I finally finished The Endless Eight.
And couldn't remember anything.
Because I also didn't...
From his life. He couldn't remember what his life was like. All he could remember was Kyung-kun Denma.
Yeah,
my life consists of 2 eras, before Haruhi and after Haruhi.
I think most people's do.
Then like 2 days after that marathon, you watched the 3-hour-long movie.
Oh my god.
3 hours
it's
long?
2.5. It's 2.5 hours long.
No, 2:45.
Is it really?
I didn't do that on the same day.
It's paced perfectly.
It's that's also a damned masterpiece.
It's a long ass movie, yes. I like that movie better than the show.
I would agree. Yeah, definitely. But
that's my I finished it at around like, I don't know, 12 or
Steven,
something.
Ever the glutton for punishment. you decided to save all of... You saved six... How many episodes of Abenobashi did you have to watch today?
Whoa, big reveal. So, the show we're watching this week was Abenobashi.
This is Abenobashi Maho Shoppingu. What the fuck is it?
Magical Shopping Arcade.
Yes.
Abenobashi.
Yep. Yes. The Gainax-produced television program.
2002.
So, you know, we all watched the first episode together.
Yes.
Which I think was great.
Yeah.
So why did we decide to watch this? I was curious about it because it is sort of the first thing Gainax did after my favorite show ever, Fooly Cooly.
Oh, dude, nice entry-level anime is your favorite, bro.
It's the best one, so I don't care.
It's true. It's a real bummer that you watch your favorite show and it's all downhill from there.
Well, I did that with Evangelion.
It's true. You did start... Jesus. We're all Gainax. I'm a Gainax fanboy. Steven's a Gainax fanboy.
Yep.
And Declan just hates to admit that he likes a lot of Gainax shows.
A lot, like four.
Out of, like, eight. Like, it's...
No.
You, well, we haven't heard your opinion on Abenobashi yet, but you like Gunbuster.
Yes.
A lot.
Sure.
You like to use some Fooly Cooly.
Of course.
Panty and Stocking with Garter Belt.
Yeah.
Gurren Lagann.
Yeah.
And Evangelion, which you refuse to admit is the best show ever made.
It's like an eight.
Okay. So, I was interested because it was like a gap in my Gainax history.
Come on, you Gainax fanboy. Have you watched Hamawaru Kindergarten?
I'm getting around to it.
How about Dantalia no Shoka, motherfucker?
It's next on my list.
Oh, yeah?
I watched C-3BOO. That's as fanboy as you get.
Gonna watch some Medaka Box?
You know it. That's supposed to be good, though.
No,
right?
not really.
Okay.
They stopped animating it before it got good.
So the studio that made this, it's Gainax, but it's the people that splintered off and became Trigger, no?
It's probably a lot of those same people, but the director and the series director, there's some overlap, definitely.
Yeah. And we all like Fooly Cooly a lot.
Yeah.
It's, like, for a while it was my favorite show. And this is very Fooly Cooly-y, at least from, exterior. Like, it looks, some of the character design looks similar. Faces
and
such.
Sure.
And I had never really heard of it.
People don't talk about this as much, and that's why I kind of wanted to watch it, because it doesn't come up as much as Gainax's other full
seminal
length,
masterpieces.
Yeah, works.
Like some of the most influential anime ever, and then there's just Abenobashi, kind of an outlier. I can't really... It's not Evangelion. It's not Fooly Cooly.
There's a lot of Evangelion in it.
Yeah, there's a lot of Gurren Lagann in it. Few years early, but it's really good. I liked it a lot. What was your opinion on it?
I really fucking loved it. We saw this before. We watched the first episode together, then they all watched a few episodes throughout the week. We watched the last three episodes together. That's what we planned on. I was fairly busy this week, so I just powered through.
You got yourself a new job this week, is the thing.
Oh, that was like 4 hours.
Okay, so not a real job. I try to make you sound older and more mature than you actually are.
Thanks, I appreciate it. I just powered through 9 episodes. You know, I had a car trip today, so I just did that.
Declan.
Wait, a car? You did it in the car?
Went to my sister's graduation. I was a passenger, so I just...
Oh, you were not driving. Thank goodness.
It was kind of...
I joked about that earlier.
Yes, we were joking about you driving in the car and holding a phone in one hand and watching...
I do have that level of dedication. No, it was kind of awkward, though, because on the way there, I sat next to my mom, and so watching some of this show right next to my mom...
Wow.
It was kind of... I tilted...
You're the most normal person out of all of us, but you have the least amount of shame. Because, like...
No, I have shame. That's why I had to hide the laptop from my mom. She couldn't see the screen.
I watched I watched almost all of Full Metal Alchemist with my mother.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Just straight up, like, lying on the couch?
Yep.
Huh.
My parents hate the fact that I have two Asuka dolls in my room.
I also hate that fact. So that's...
Yeah, you should have two Ray dolls.
Like, how about, like...
Amateur.
Like, someone who's not the worst girl in the show.
Like Misato, best girl.
Yeah.
Okay, so Declan, what did you think of Abenobashi?
It was fun. I was better than I was expecting because it's just like, this is, you know, people just give this, you know, kind of a hand wave, but it was very entertaining. It's like, it never stops. It's just so fucking crazy.
Every episode is a new adventure.
Yes.
But just like even the animation style, like it's not consistent at all, and it's very on purpose. Like they'll just deform the characters in any way possible. Uh-huh. Like they'll go like every variation between normal and like
hyper moe,
extremely chibi, and whatever the opposite of chibi is, like Hokuto no Ken.
Yeah.
Supreme
fucking Fist of the North Star. Like
yes,
quite literally at one point.
Yeah, they do that. They do every joke. They do every reference.
As a primer, we haven't really explained what the show is about. You've probably seen it if you're listening to this, or not, because nobody's heard of it.
That's okay. Let's go. That's going a little far.
The Supreme Chancellor of Anime, have never heard of it. So, it is a show about two children who are transported into these different versions of their hometown, which is Abeno. Is it Abenobashi? Is the name? It's Abeno Shopping Arcade is the name of the location where they're from.
Sure.
And they're transported to different anime trope places that are of that. I don't know if I explained that properly because I just fumbled on my words super hard.
Yes, there's...
Well, more detailed in the story.
Steven tries to explain anime. Let's go.
We're transported into the different reality or the different worlds of this of their own reality based on one of the characters' own imagination.
Yes. So
that's a spoiler, Steven. Come on.
Yeah,
we're talking about the show.
Spoilers, by the way.
Spoiler alert to anyone watching.
Spoiler alert.
Skip to 93 minutes. And
skip to the end of the show and turn it off, you idiot.
We made that joke last.
Did we?
I think you did.
Okay, I don't even remember.
Or no, your joke and was we'll you need to it... skip back to 1991 and watch whatever it is we watched.
You remember those jokes that we made that were excellent?
Hopefully we're going to make some of the same jokes next week, too.
So they're every episode they're transported to a different location. One of them is a harem anime or like a dating game.
That was episode 8.
One of them is a hard boiled cop drama.
Yeah, very noirish.
Yep. One of them is a mech show that has so many fucking inklings of what's to come from Gainax, like straight up Gurren Lagann style.
There is just a gunman.
Yep, a gunman.
They just reused that. It's pretty good.
Yes. There's a war that they go to, like a World War II type place.
World War II / Vietnam.
And America, the crazy world of America.
Well, Hollywood, which is basically, that's Hollywood. That's what I think whenever I think America.
Yep. Since we record this in Canada, we don't really know much about America.
Yeah, we should go there someday. It'd be cool.
Yeah, it'd probably be pretty sweet. Specifically in like the Hollywood region.
We do this podcast from the woods.
Which is Canada.
That's what I said.
Right. So our two protagonists is Arumi.
Arumi, the girl.
Who is fantastic.
Absolutely wonderful.
Just a real...
A real bitch.
Yeah, I was going to say, just a real fucking
just
bitch.
Just a big old cunt.
Just a fucking Debbie Downer. Fucking... Oh, but she's great.
Oh, yeah.
She's a brown girl in a sundress, so I could forgive
her.
Yep,
that's...
Tomboy, that was the first.
The first note I took on this show, because I take notes, the first note I took was brown girl in a sundress.
Which are two things that I love,
Brown girl in a sundress who was insecure about her breast size.
Oh.
That's important.
So, and our other character is Satoshi, who goes by Sashi. And he's
a punching bag. He's a punching bag shaped like a person. It's
there's
hilarious.
There's an episode where he gets turned into a quote unquote joke character because he's short.
I wonder if that's a reference to Gogol 13 or something, because they had a lot of I think that was a Gogol 13 reference because he was 11 legendary sniper a Gogol or something.
Oh yeah.
Okay. I wonder if I haven't seen.
Oh, that's totally Gogol 13. Yeah, that's what that
probably
is.
But I wonder if I haven't seen Gogol 13. But I wonder if in that show, or I guess they're referencing the older OVA, if people get turned into chibis when they get shot, but probably not. Maybe that's something else.
Yeah, Gogo 13's pretty fucking hardcore, so I doubt they get turned into tiny people.
That's got to be a reference to something, though, because they keep talking about it like it's a trope. Like, when you get shot, you turn into a comedic relief character. By the way, we watched this show dubbed because the subs the subs weren't very good, so we've just been listening to Southern accents.
And if you're offended by that, I think we can all take the stance, go fuck yourself.
And watch the show because it's really good.
No, go fuck yourself if you're object to us watching this show dub because the subs are bad. The dub's not even that bad. I'm going to come out and say
it was very pleasant.
It's preferable to the subs, which are very bad. They just transfer the Osakan accents to deep south.
Southern. Yep, like
Texas.
It's all right.
Like we compared. It works. I like it. To Bobby Hill.
I like Arumi's accent because it's adorable.
They both have the same accent.
Yeah, I know, but yeah, I like the way
you just like it within her voice.
I do.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Bobby Hill is the other character. So. And these worlds are populated by their relatives and
yes,
people who.
I was thinking it's kind of similar to a show that Steven and I have seen, Ethan, called the Tatami Galaxy.
Never heard of it.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, it's a very similar format where every episode is sort of a different reality with the same characters but in different situations and roles.
Yeah, no, I've never seen that shit.
You gotta watch it.
So I have no frame of reference for that.
Oh my god.
Ethan can't read that fast, so he can't read the subs in that fucking show.
Don't let them know that I can't read. I can't read, period.
That's why you don't take notes.
Yeah, that's why I watch Yu-Gi-Oh! GX.
We're gonna wait. We gotta get to Yu-Gi-Oh! GX later. No, skip.
Okay.
Edit that out.
Oh, shit. I'll leave that shit in.
Okay.
No
work.
Let's just get this right off the bat. What was your favorite place that they went? Or just episode, I guess.
I loved episode 8 so much.
Yes, episode 8.
Thank you.
That's
yes.
the harem era.
That is the visual novel school.
Horrible moe blob.
My first note that I wrote on episode 8 was like right when it started and I realized where they were, I just wrote in all caps, moe shit. Yes!
Awesome.
Steven,
check mark. Automatic 8 out of 10.
As a reminder, Steven's been consuming nothing but moe shit for a year now.
Hey, Strike Witches is quality anime.
You heard me?
Yeah.
You heard me?
Yeah, right. But good moe shit.
That was both of your favorite episodes?
Yeah, I just love that episode because Sashi finally...
Well, what do you mean both? Well, never mind. All right.
Because Sashi finally catches a goddamn break.
Oh my god, yes!
Just their roles get completely reversed, and Arumi sort of becomes this Tom to his Jerry character, and is constantly getting backfired upon by her own schemes.
Quite literally,
and he's just hanging out with these fucking with these just blob girls.
Oh god, they're horrifying.
They're hilarious.
If that is,
they're just like this weird like
literally
uncanny
Ugu.
Valley.
They say Ugu at one point
because it's 2002 and Canon came out three years earlier. Yeah, that's a
Canon's that old? I thought it was.
Oh yeah.
Oh okay.
Because the show was 2002, the remake was 2006. But yeah, Canon came out 3 years before this, so before it was an internet.
Oh, there was
mem.
A dating game. Okay.
Yes, and the girl said Ugu, so they even referenced that in this show.
It's getting in there early with the dank memes. Connor,
yeah,
proud.
No, there's a lot of.
I also
apparently its speech hasn't changed in the last 13 years or so because this dub is old, but they still say they say things like they call each other bro and yes. they say things are sketchy and it's like wow, people still
maybe we're
the
just
same.
Trapped in the maybe we're trapped in that era and like the world around us has evolved.
I'm such a 90s kid. I have no reference.
Canada is pretty much the 90s all the time. Steven,
you're wearing flannel right now. I'm
quite literally wearing flannel. Steven.
I was going to say that episode 8, one thing I noticed is that's really kind of, I think, where the characters start to develop even more to, like, it's kind of a deeper side. It's like, you know, before...
Like, people, they become people rather than just crazy.
Yeah, so, like all right, instead of just being, you know, Arumi, you know, being just a fucking bitch, and Sashi being a punching bag, you know, it kind of starts to change here because now, like, instead of them just going through these different things, now we realize Sashi is making up basically his own worlds, and this is where he wants to be.
Yes,
and Arumi is
that's where the conflict of the show really develops. Is the eighth episode?
And Arumi is now getting not just annoyed because she wants to go back home, but actually really pissed off and really, really upset. But not in a bitch way.
And it's hilarious.
Because
she deserves it.
Yep.
I would also like to remind you about the chicken wearing sunglasses that Arumi keeps inviting the rat.
What is that?
It has to be a reference to something.
It's gotta be.
I have no idea. Or it could just be the, like, comedy gold, goddammit.
Also, sunglasses before Gurren Lagann did it.
Yes, a Gurren Lagann invented
sunglasses. It's the shiny sunglasses.
Those were around way before this.
Right. Pokemon had them out.
Can we agree that this is, like, the most meta anime? Like, this is probably the most meta anime
It's pretty fucking Gainax. It's Gainax's shit.
Gainax loves to make references, but, like, Steven, you don't even know, man. They're, like, Japan loves its goddamn reference shows. I've seen so many comedies where they're just constantly just Western reference after Western.
This is probably the most that Steven's seen. Like this.
Oh
is,
yeah, this show's chock full of them.
Well, Steven, this is the first show that Steven's seen that probably references a ton that like.
Oh yeah.
Whereas Evangelion just straight up lifts things from other
shows.
Yeah,
that's not in a comedic way, but shows like I can't even think.
I mean,
like
he's never seen Gurren Lagann, and that's got shitloads of. But those aren't joke references either.
Again,
this show just it sets the course for what's to come from Gainax. Like even like episode 12, I'm getting little like inklings of Panty and Stocking, like in the humor. Or like Panty and Stocking has a really serious episode in it. A
little bit of Inferno Cop.
Yes.
Episode 12.
Yeah. Yes.
Because
they
have all these sort of like static 2D models of the character standing around, pointing straight at the screen and talking. And that's just like Inferno Cop and currently airing Ninja Slayer.
Episode 13, you've got the shading that Gurren Lagann does quite frequently.
Looks exactly like the eye catches in Gurren Lagann. Mm-hmm. Very interesting. Yeah, they just... Gainax just reuses all their ideas.
They reuse music, where they have Evangelion music. They use Battle Decisive Battle.
Among all the references to other things where they have to kind of protect, they have to kind of not, they have to fake music and fake character designs and stuff, but they just reuse Evangelion music because it's
they own that shit.
It's six years after Evangelion.
Shiro Shingu or whatever, he was credited with...
Shiro Sugisu.
Yes, he was credited with doing the music for this show.
Yes.
So he was basically just using his own stuff.
Yes.
Well, I'm sure they told him, like, we're just going to use your old music because it'll be funny.
And he's just like, foo, 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 that's hilarious. And then he went on.
Japanese people live.
And he made another incredible fucking OST because he can't stop doing that. He can't stop the Shiro.
So I think the reason, because this show was directed by Hiroyuki Yamaga, who is, like, OG fucking Gainax. Like, he directed the Daikon films.
Yes.
He's, like, friends with Anno.
He and Anno must be fucking chilling.
Since the very beginning. So that's why he just loves that. You can, if you watch the Daikon films, you can tell they just love infringing on as many copyrights as possible. But in this show, they were actually making a real thing, so they couldn't. So they just there are pieces of music on this OST where it's so close to the Star Wars theme.
Shocked that they were able to release it in the West.
They told like the orchestra, like, hey, every few notes, just kind of play the wrong note, but just play the Star Wars theme.
There's a lot of really
Indiana Jones,
Indiana Jones.
Yep.
There was Superman at one point.
Superman. Yeah.
And in the first episode, even you see a little Jar Jar Binks toy.
Yeah.
hey man, episode 2 is coming out. Star Wars Fever.
Yeah.
It's the best one.
Fucking put a gun in your mouth. Breathe straight in the mic.
That's
next week. So, this thing is referential as hell, but it's also really good in its own right.
Yeah.
Like, it's more than just the Star Wars, do you remember Battleship Yamato? Actually, people remember Yamato.
I'm sure that, yes.
Yeah. There's a Harlock reference. But the key story. The show is about letting go, I believe. It's about, like, coming to terms with the world you live in and, like, stop living in these fantasy worlds. Not in the same way as Evangelion, where it's just, like, fuck you, weeaboos, but it's more like children need to learn to move on.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Definitely.
It's very much in, like, the last two episodes where...
Where it actually started to get fucking heavy.
Yeah, there's some heavy shit about, like... You can't keep living in these fantasy worlds forever. Yeah. And maybe it's a commentary about otaku culture. And like
because it has to be, because it's Gainax.
Gainax will never stop doing that.
They'll never stop shitting.
They attacked like otaku culture like directly in one part.
More directly than ever before, where they just have a fat dude holding on to fucking doll, like a Ray doll.
I took a screenshot of that, too.
Just him holding onto a Ray doll, like in a bottle of his own sweat. That's him. If you can't see that,
it's great audio. It's a picture of Steve's penis.
That's some otaku shit there. Speaking of penises all over the show, and by all over I mean like two episodes.
No, like was there more than one?
There was that one.
Uh-huh. Okay. Must not have been looking for them, like you homos.
So like,
but we still hate gays here in Canada. that's not true.
I mean, like we started watching, so it's like, oh, here's a cute. Got, you know, boy and a girl, they're like 12 years old. They were really quick to sexualize them.
Not really. I don't think it's... Because Japan, like, you can get away with penises in Japan because it's not really sexual.
As long as they're comically drawn enough.
Yes. Just like distorted... Just
like a little half circle inside another little half circle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's all you need.
I mean, episode 3.
He pisses all over himself. Oh, no, is that three?
Yeah, it is. That is three. But,
yes.
Army loses her panties.
Yeah, it's this 12-year-old girl trying to... The point of that episode is she's trying to find her panties. Steven is inconsolable.
No, she knows where her panties are. The little goblin guy took the panties. But, like, constantly throughout the entire episode, they're making jokes about she's not wearing panties, you know? Hey, what are you looking at, you know?
Yeah, that's, yep.
It's like, damn.
Another theme of the show, in my opinion, is not in my opinion, it's my observation, is that it's about, like, succession of family, you know what I mean? Like, about where you come from, like the your family that you're raised around, and what that means for you as a person, like, being your own person. Like, one of the characters, fucking French guy, what's his name? Papa. He goes by Papa. He wants to... The whole conflict of the show is that he wants to go form his own business elsewhere, away from his father. And paternity is huge in the show. Like, at one point it's revealed that a character's parentage is questionable, and that he's actually the son of a mystical... What is it? What's
Grandson.
What's up? Well, no. Yeah, well,
what was his?
Miogo. Fucking, he's a warlock. He's just a warlock who came in and knocked this girl up and left, which is a shitty thing to do. And she spends the rest of eternity looking for him.
It's a power move, though.
It's a power move. That's alpha shit.
It is.
Yeah. Well, straight cuckold to that guy.
Well, if we're gonna talk about that, I mean, he kind of like. They had a time together, you know, back when he was born 1,000 years ago, but then she was killed, and so he tried to place her in another reality where she could fit.
And well, they could be together.
Where they could be together again, and so that's
he double cucked that guy 1,000 years apart. Holy shit!
Alpha's fucked. This is the twice cucked.
never shy. I don't.
Abenobashi Maho cuckolding. Magical cuckold.
Extreme cuckolding.
Fucking what a dick. Again, it's about that's another instance of letting go, where he just ended up fucking up the world because he couldn't let go of this girl.
Yeah. Gosh, I didn't even think about it like that.
Yeah. And the main character is slipping through all these different realities because he is afraid of going back to his own world, where he and his friend Army will be unable to see each other because she's going to move away.
Yeah. But not only that, but if they go back to... Spoiler alert. If they go back to the reality...
Spoilers are out the window at this point, Steven.
If they go back to the reality, then her grandfather would die.
Yep.
Because of some accident that happened.
Yes.
That led to them being put into these different realities.
I don't know how I already forgot, but is he dead at the end? I don't even remember. Declan.
At the very end, at the end of episode 13...
Yeah, no. Remember, he's about to fall, but then they walk up and they say hi.
How the fuck did I already forget that?
Yeah, then we watched...
We did watch this 20 minutes ago, by the way. It's continues the Gainax trend of everything has to be heavy as shit in the last two episodes, because fuck you.
Yeah.
It's like, Evangelion does it. You know if you watch anime that Evangelion always does it.
Evangelion's heavy before the last couple episodes.
It's the second half is heavy.
Yes.
Like, even fucking CQBU at one point gets really heavy.
That's not... I wouldn't consider that really Gainax. I mean, that's after...
It's a shell of Gainax.
After the trigger split.
All the talent left, and then you're stuck with this, like, weird moe shit that tries to be dark.
I guess, yeah.
Yep.
Sabagabu's better. Watch that.
Yeah. Yes. It's a good show. I don't know. Abanashi. It's Abanobashi.
Abomination.
Yeah,
it's not an abomination. It's a good work from that's been swept under the rug by fucking people trying to keep all the good shows to themselves.
Yeah, fuck.
It's better than fucking Gurren Lagann. Going to keep maintaining that until the end of time.
No, it's not. It's better than Die Buster though.
No, it's Die Buster. Yes. Yes. I would agree with that. Yeah, but Die Buster is like a huge disappointment.
Compared to Gun Buster.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, Gunbuster is like...
I only watch...
A life-changing show. Yeah. It was so life-changing that Christopher Nolan stole from it for Interstellar.
Yeah. That's just nonsense.
Yeah, you're right. It's nonsense that he got away with it. He fucking stole Paprika for Inception, and then he stole fucking... Follow the money! The truth is out there!
Okay, what did he steal... what did he steal Memento from?
He stole Memento from... I don't know, fucking, I don't know. You know. I can't even think of anything that he stole from.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's he made one original film, and it's his worst movie.
What about The Prestige?
He stole that from the actual life of Nikola Tesla. He just straight up, if you look on the page, you see David Bowie's face in there.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
David Bowie is 200 years old.
I would believe it.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, but he's still fucking awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't believe in modern love. Declan.
Yeah.
You're silent over there.
Yeah, hey, how's it going?
What do you have? You have your notes there.
I have more notes. You want me to just bang out these
Rattle
notes?
Rattle out these fucking notes. Let's go. All no right, time. What, quick tips with Declan.
Okay. I like that it's really, I just wrote down, it's really crass, you know, old guy next crassness, just like.
Pissing on yourself.
Yeah, I wrote down, I have a bullet that says, has old guy next crassness, and then the bullet below that just says pee.
Literally pissing on his own face, and then yeah, like, a girl's panties smell like piss because they got
like,
pissed
on. You don't see a lot of like animated urination in anime. What else do we got
Not
here?
Not enough anymore.
Like, the animation is often like really off model,
yeah.
But like, uh-huh. So it's not best animation, but I would say maybe most animation because there's so much fucking shit. It's really? kind of like Bayonetta, right? Not the best graphics, but maybe the most graphics.
Most graphics,
it's
yeah.
Just they just cram so much shit in it, but it's all kind of just they don't really aim for precision. I like
it's,
that.
It's like how you know, like in Fooly Cooly, like an explosion will have 30 different things going on in that, but it's like that the entire time. So movement, like the amount of facial animation in this show is ridiculous. Like, in yeah. the last... Remember there's a scene in episode 12 where Sashi's face is just all over the place. You're seeing, like, in the manner of, like, 2 seconds, you're getting 15 different facial expressions.
Yeah. I mean, that I almost, like, think that is, like, a trigger thing. It's like, that's something I definitely noticed it in Kill la Kill, Fooly Cooly. Let's see, what else have I watched by then?
What else have you watched, period?
Nothing.
But what else you got over there?
Oh, let's see. If you only watch the first episode of the show, it's not at all representative of the rest of the show. It's kind of boring and depressing. Actually, there is a lot of good. There are a lot of good, like just kind of hanging around talking scenes.
Really good.
Like in Fooly Cooly, I like it when people are like hanging around drinking ramen in their cool Japanese town and just talking.
Isn't it fucking awesome though?
It's the best.
It's a really
when
great.
We go to if we ever go to Japan, we need to like lean up against a wall and drink ramen and just talk about. Vague things.
One of us eats a popsicle with it hanging out of her mouth, just kind of dripping.
Blah, blah, blah.
there's an episode I really like in there, by the way. It just made me think. The flashback episode. The tone of that is so fucking perfect, it's ridiculous.
So I made a mistake when watching this.
Of course you did.
I accidentally watched it backwards. Nothing makes sense.
You mementoed that shit.
So, let's see.
He stole Memento from Steven.
So, I opened my folder of the episodes.
Which you obtained legally through legal method. You can't get us from Canada.
When you open up the Blu-ray folder, DVD folder, obviously.
Yeah, when I opened which up you the DVD folder.
Come at us fucking
you bought from
funny.
rightstuff.us.
Yep.
Because we had to put in .us because we're in Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's how it works. I don't know.
So, instead of clicking on episode 2... I clicked on, I think that was episode 7.
How the fuck? How? Well, I mean, it's not, it's like...
But the thing is...
Oh my God, Steven.
I didn't even, like, no, I didn't even question it because it's a flashback. Like, it's not about their current
adventures.
But
it's supposed to be a fucking, like, breather in between this insanity and you just...
Yeah, you just kind of...
So I just blew right through it.
I watched...
I guess a 7 kind of looks like a 2 if you write it a certain way.
No, it was just a way, like, because my folder, it didn't show all the files. It just
all
showed,
the, all the,
and
all
it,
the
so
discs.
For some reason,
yes.
It was, like, scrolled down.
Uh-huh.
That makes perfect sense that you did that, by the way. Whatever.
sure, fuck it.
It wasn't that bad. Then it wasn't until I realized, like, oh, shit. This is wrong episode.
Oh. It's a good-ass episode.
Very good-ass.
It might be my favorite episode.
And I don't think it ruined anything. For me.
No, I mean, well, no, it's not a story-based episode.
Exactly.
It's just, like, explaining some stuff in the past. Hmm. It did ruin the fact that Homeboy is totally a magical wizard man.
Well, he becomes a magical wizard man after that episode.
Yeah.
So, going from that episode to episode 3, we're like, what happened to his magical wizard man powers?
Yeah. But other than that, yeah. I really like that backstory. Like, it's a really genius, like, little insight into that world.
Yeah.
You're slipping into, like... It fills out a lot of information in 22 minutes.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. It's good ass shit. I don't know what to say. Hit me with some more quick tips.
More notes. Episode 3 has a terrifying dying in space sequence where he's just flying through.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He got murdered a lot in the second episode specifically. He gets fucking annihilated.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is maybe my least favorite episode of the show.
What about episode 4? I thought that was kind of...
Which one was 4?
4 is the Hong Kong one.
Yeah, that one's okay.
There's a lot of good accents. Mr. Kohei says, hello.
Yep.
If it's all in Chinese, then it's going to be hard. It's gonna be tough reading.
That's exactly how the joke is delivered, Steven. He's so proud of himself right now. Hit me with some more quick tips.
Okay, in episode 5, Sashi dives into a volcano because Arumi calls it Pee Pee Small.
The sequence is insanity.
He's so upset. It's pretty good.
I believe she explicitly says wee wee.
There's a couple of good because. She sees his dick, and then he happens?
He's, like, first, like, embarrassed, like, I can't believe
And then she's like,
it's no big deal.
No, he says, it's not like it's some big thing.
No, I think she said that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's a subtle pun.
Subtle, and then he spends the next 20 minutes whining about
wait. what's little? And then she goes,
Elsa has, like,
stop talking about your wee-wee, and then he just dives into a volcano.
They had one thing, like, one thing, I wrote down a few lines from the episode, because I actually did really like that episode. Remember that one part when, after he, like, you know, he figures out everything, and he's explaining all the dinosaurs and stuff, and she's like, oh, wow, like, aren't you smart, or, like, oh, like, look, who's a professor, he says... I can't be a professor at this age. Why don't you call me doctor? And then for the next, like, 30 seconds, all the characters are laughing. This absurd just laughing. Like, what's up with that?
Fuck if I know, man.
I don't know.
He can't be a doctor.
It was pretty funny.
I loved it. And also the line, sis, you're looking firm as ever.
Yes, yeah. Lots of weird incest in this show, like where he almost fucks his grandma. He rubs his face all over his grandma's tits.
A lot.
Almost every
episode. Pretty much every episode.
Lusts after his grandma frequently.
He didn't know at first.
Yeah.
Is it?
But then he does.
Is it incest if you don't know?
I mean, yes.
Ask Old Boy. Spoilers for Old Boy.
Oh, you just ruined Old Boy.
I actually just ruined Old Boy.
Wow.
It turns out that Samuel L. Jackson was actually...
No property is safe in this podcast.
No.
Spoiling everything.
I'm coming for you, Old Boy! I don't know. Yeah. Old Boy is ruined. Congratulations.
What are we talking about?
I just killed it by fucking ruining Old Boy.
All right.
next quick tip.
Yeah, give me a quick tip.
I don't really have anything. I don't really have anything else. The only other thing I wrote down was my favorite moment in the dub was, like, for the first couple episodes, it's pretty clean, but then at one point, Sophie just yells, holy shit!
Yes! Yes! I also, like... You could almost show this to kids for a bit, and then penises come out and it's all out the window.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Yeah, there is stuff that I'm really shocked made it to the West. Like again, going back to like all the references, where you're just straight stealing Star Wars shit because whatever.
Or like in episode 8 when like the pops and the grandpa come back as Jason and Freddy.
Yep.
I mean. Mm.
Japan loves their copyright infringement. Speaking of copyright infringement, this week's intro is by Najorasin. You can find their work on Bandcamp. We're blatantly breaking that copyright, so there you go.
They were very gracious to lend us their song, which we can't read the title of because it is in Japanese
speak. It's in Jap speak.
Yeah.
I apologize to the Japanese people.
Jap words.
Yep.
Written words.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, you should change your Bandcamp name and photo before this goes up because everyone who visits that page will see your stupid face under these supports.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Everyone will know that I'm actually not from Canada. I'm actually from Trinidad and Tobago.
Yeah, you should. No. You gotta.
Can't let that happen.
You gotta fix that.
Yeah.
Just change your name to Ethan and put a cute anime girl in that avatar.
They're going to see all of the horrible things I've supported on Bandcamp.
Oh, yeah.
Actual pony music for real.
Oh, Christ. Oh, that's even worse than I thought it would be.
So this is the three aponios, and we're going to talk about the new
characters. Turn it off.
So, I think it kind of wraps up Abenobashi.
Yeah.
It's good shit. Go watch it.
It was all right. Yeah.
Now on to
I liked it a lot.
Now on to the next thing. I didn't get here in time when you guys did the Yu-Gi-Oh! GX game.
We have concocted to Declan and I together, because we're both huge fans of the masterpiece of television, Yu-Gi-Oh! GX, Generation X.
Yes. Ethan and I appreciate the only piece of art that has ever existed, Yu-Gi-Oh! GX, starring Jade and Yuki.
Fuck me.
It's 250 episodes of the most well-written, just...
I'm going to throw down a face down.
That's a metaphor for his face.
Integrity.
His face is down.
So the rules for our Yu-Gi-Oh! GX drinking game.
We're bored when Steven wasn't here yet, so...
Steven was watching the show, I guess.
Yes.
When he was watching Abenobashi in the car with his mom nearby. Your mom could have seen you looking at little boy animated penis.
But she didn't.
That's good.
That's
good.
What's
That's
important,
good point.
I guess.
Yeah. When you think about it, you can get away with anything if nobody watches.
Don't I know it.
Okay, so the first rule is, these are, if any of these happen, take a shot. If a dispute is settled with dueling, so like if these people are having a moment of...
If somebody needs to, you know, suffer disciplinary action, but instead they decide to solve it with a card duel?
Yep, because that's how real life works, I guess.
In this life.
Take a shot if Jaden says, get your game on. So that's a guaranteed shot every episode. That's at least every single episode. We've tested this, by the way. We went through and calculated how much you would be drinking. This is also a work in progress, by the way. We will come back with the results because we are Canada of legal drinking age. Take a shot every time somebody says, throw down a face down, in that exact wording, which happens more frequently than you would expect.
Too much.
Do a shot every time, uses the spell polymerization.
Yes.
Which is used to combine monsters.
It happens a lot.
Because this entire season is built around exposing children to as many cards as possible.
Even though they always use the same cards, but I guess they really want kids to buy those specific
Flame
cards.
Flame Wingman!
It's always Flame Wingman. And Burstinatrix.
Burstinatrix!
Oh, right, Burstinatrix.
There's a character... Every time the character Crowler concocts a ridiculous scheme to get Jaden Yuki expelled, which is damn near every episode.
Uh-huh.
And every time somebody makes a reference to Crowler's ambiguity, his sexual ambiguity or his gender ambiguity.
Yes.
All right, right on. All right, take a sip. These are for sips, by the way. These rules are for sips. Take a sip every time Chumlee is called fat. any time somebody pulls a card that they need in a desperate situation as a deus ex machina.
Uh-huh.
Take a sip every time someone explains in detail what a card does in the middle of a duel.
That's, man.
That can be, there are instances of 30 second long explanations of a card's purpose and like what it does.
This fucking show, man.
Take a sip every time the tables seemingly turn in a duel. So like if there's a reveal like, oh, you think you've won, have you? And then...
No, but I actually have this card.
Yes. Mm. Oh, you're fucked now.
So whenever shonen shit happens.
Yep, whenever shonen shit happens. Every time someone recoils in pain... When their monster's destroyed. Uh-huh. Every time Cyrus expresses a lack of confidence in himself or his friends.
Nice.
Chumlee uses made-up slang such as licious.
He says licious. Or what was the other thing? Unlicious?
Oh, totally not licious. Every time Alexis... Is it Lexus or Alexis?
What? You just said the same word twice.
Lexus with just L or Alexis?
Fuck if I know.
Fucking needed to buy a car, name that girl Alexis. Every time Lexus Declan's death staring me right now for dropping hot rap lyrics. Every time Alexis tries to talk sense into Jaden before a duel, like, Jaden, you're never going... Or hold on, I'll put on my lady voice. Jaden, you're never ever gonna win. Don't fucking duel that dude. He's too powerful. You can't take him.
Yo, was that Lexus?
Dude, Lexus is sitting right across from
him. Don't let people know I'm actually the voice actress for Lectris. Electris?
Electris. Introducing Electris.
That sounds like the music from the show.
There's a lot of... Yep. What if they use the original OST?
Probably. No. I looked it up. They scrapped it.
Yeah. Good music. We'll find out later.
Every time four kids censor something, take a sip.
This is so much.
Every time Chaz or a highly ranked duelist expresses elitism towards Jaden and his crew. So, like...
A lot of looking on from the sidelines and go, yeah, that chump.
You Slifer Slacker!
I can't believe they let these Slifer Slackers in this school.
The expression Slifer Slacker, because they are separated into dorms. It's like a form of segregation.
Because it has to be Harry Potter.
It's pretty much fucking Harry Potter. take a sip every time Jaden displays confidence in the face of overwhelming odds against him.
Uh-huh.
So he, like, laughs, like, he takes a severe hit and his life points are drained and he's like, ha-ha-ha, and then explains that he loves dueling so
nice
much.
Nice try, Chaz.
It's like, I love this duel! I love dueling!
What dueling's is the best!
Fucking obnoxious cunt. And then finish your drink every time somebody wins a match that they should have lost.
Yes.
Like, wins against the odds.
Obviously.
And finish your drink if the goddamn military shows up for no reason.
It's happened twice. We've watched, like, 8 episodes. It's happened twice. The military just kind of shows up every once in a while to deliver cards or to get someone
military
in trouble.
Military delivered cards?
They had some special cards that they had to deliver via helicopter. Or no, it was battleship.
Like, it was fucking uranium or some shit. It could be in this world where all disputes are settled.
There's 240 episodes to go. Like, it's probably...
I've seen them all, so I can tell you about it.
Are the cards uranium?
I don't want to tell you.
Okay.
Because we're going to watch it.
Yeah, no, I'll wait. We're not going to watch this goddamn
thing. So I think it goes without saying that Declan and I have been watching Yu-Gi-Oh! GX recently. Enough to where we can determine, like, the tropes of the show. My phone's popping off.
Man.
Steven, have you been watching anything other than Abe Nobashi?
No.
Okay. That's fine.
That's fine.
Yeah. You've been busy. You've been watching Simpsons?
Every once in a while.
Right on. I still have not watched any Glasslip.
Oh.
Despite saying that I would watch Glasslip.
Glasslip update, nothing.
We gotta... All right. So, I mean... Ethan,
yes, Steven.
You guys really like to suggest me new shows. You know, whether it's you know going to be for the podcast or not. I mean, pretty much everything that I've watched has been entirely based on your suggestions.
Literally every single thing that you have watched has been because of us.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And even if everybody else that I know tells me to watch something else, I won't.
Like, to be fair, your friends do have quite terrible taste.
Like most people.
Damn. You hear that, fans?
No, they don't.
Oh, shit. You say we're speaking into the ether, like, and nobody is looking back?
Yes. Like, almost every single person that I've ever met, other than you guys, that like anime, usually start off with, like, have you
seen
Attack?
Okay, hold on. If you like any of these shows, Steven thinks that you're garbage. Okay, list them off now, Steven.
All right. Almost every conversation starts with, oh my gosh, have you seen Attack on Titan? Have you seen, what's the one David likes?
Death Note.
Death Note.
Black Butler.
Black Butler.
Kuroko no Basket.
Yes.
And I'll just say, like, no.
All right.
And then you'll just punch them in the face.
I'm not that edgy.
I'd like to point out that the views of Stephen Phil do not reflect the views of the three Weebahos as a whole.
I'm not like...
But that said, don't, go fuck yourself.
Don't be like, I'm not an asshole. It's just like, it's like all the, I'm never going to watch these shows, ever. I'm never going
to
watch
Don't say never. We could force you to watch them some week, just for like a week, you know. Well,
so I know you would like Attack on Titan. It's not bad. It's not like you're like super picky. Like you haven't disliked anything we've recommended yet.
There are two shows that I'm firmly against the grain on. You're going to like Gurren Lagann if you watch it. You're really going to like it.
People
I'm the
love
only
Gurren Lagann.
I'm the only person on the planet that does not like that show, apparently. Yeah. And
but you do
that's
like
on
it.
The list.
I like it, but it's not like my favorite show like everyone else. I think it's like a lesser Gainax show.
You literally just said you don't like it a few seconds ago.
But comparatively, like I guess I would be the devil's advocate against that show.
Okay.
And again, Attack on Titan, I stopped watching it because I read the manga, and it's still bad.
You didn't finish it.
I got caught up with the manga, and I'm like, I'm done with this, because it's going nowhere. You should probably watch it. Just to be culturally, like, just to have knowledge of it.
Just to be hardened?
No. If you want to be hardened, you're going to watch School Days.
Hell yeah, motherfucker.
What were we suggesting he should watch? You're going to force
Oremo?
Him
to...
Oh yeah, Oremo. You're going to watch Oremo.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
It's Oremo. It's short for Ore no Emoto. It's Oremo.
Oremo?
Stop saying it like that. So God damn it,
Steven,
you guys.
You're going to watch Oremo.
Oremo. I can do that.
All right.
You can,
Declan,
I guess.
You're still watching the same shit from this season?
How many episodes are in Oregon?
There are two. It's two core. So 26 episodes.
One day.
Oh, God, Steven.
I mean, maybe.
One day.
Wait, no. Oremo? Are you talking about Oremo?
It's two core, is it not?
But the first season is 15 episodes.
I don't remember that shit.
And I think the second season is also...
Oh, is there specials that I did not watch?
Did you not watch the last three episodes?
Okay, I watched those specials. I might not have watched the ones from the first season.
Oh, jeez. Wait. Do you mean the true ending of the first season? The one where she doesn't go to America?
Oh, no, I watched that. Okay. No, we cool. Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Anime's bullshit.
Yeah. They did an endings thing.
Yeah, so you're going to watch that. I'm still going to try to force myself to watch Glass Slip.
No, you're not.
Oh, no, I will. Okay. You're going to look like a real fool. You're going to look like a real idiot when I watch this garbage.
Wait, I think I'm out of the loop here. What is Glass Slip?
It's the most boring show that's the most beautifully animated thing I've ever seen.
That's right. I believe I've
shown you the clip of the ramen bottle being popped like three times now, just because I like the way it looks so much.
Oh, that's the one?
Yes.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. It looks amazing. It sucks.
Oh, man.
So many good things you can watch.
What are we watching next week?
Oh, we can't reveal that.
Yeah, we can.
No, we cannot.
We revealed it last week, did we not?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's always a secret.
Tune in next week when you figure out what the fuck we're watching.
Hell yeah.
I love how, like, even with your guys' suggestions, like, you'll give me even, like, hard, like, a USB drive. It's like, the DVD.
Yeah, the actual DVD box set that we own.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, hey, Steven, like, you watch this, you know, I think you gave me Code Geass on Blu-ray. And guess what I watched instead? Ghost Stories.
Fucking goddamn it. Steven watched all of Ghost Stories. Not even like, I mean, it's funny, don't get me wrong, but you can just, watch the best of, can't you?
Oh, and there's so much more.
There's a whole 20 episodes.
Oh.
It's really good.
Steven, you could have watched Code Geass. We could have talked about Code Geass right now.
No.
Yeah, fuck Oremo. Watch Code Geass.
No. We have to continue down this path now.
That's the best show.
I realized.
Yeah, you're right.
Oremo
is the best show.
All right.
I like
shit that happens in high school.
So do I. And Code Geass is the second best show of all time.
It does have shit in high schools in it. A little bit.
Yeah. Revolution. Imagine the coolest motherfucker on earth, and also he's in a high school with lots of girls.
So me?
But also me
5 years ago?
No.
20 years ago, because I'm old.
You're not tall enough.
Or lanky enough.
I was stocky. You're not British enough.
Yeah.
Because we're Canadian, we're not British anymore.
Yeah, Commonwealth. Yeah.
Since 82, fuck
hell yeah.
Those.
Yeah, you're on the money, but we don't fucking salute you.
No.
You come to my place, I'll spit in your goddamn face.
No, you won't. We're polite here. It's Canada.
I will spit in your goddamn fucking coffee that you're getting from my Tim Hortons.
That's still pretty rude. I don't see why.
It's delicious spit.
All right, yeah, no, sure. I got it.
Yep. So, after this disaster, we're going to be played out by...
So normally we would go out on the opening theme or the ending theme from the show we watched, but in the case of Abenobashi, like, they're just kind of underwhelming. They seemed like kind of afterthoughts, right? Like
they were nice, but, I mean...
Not really appropriate for a podcast format. So we decided that whenever this happens and we don't really want to play those for the show we watched, we're just going to play the genius, the subtle poetic lyricism that is the 4Kids Yu-Gi-Oh! GX theme. Get your game on.
Get your game on, motherfuckers.
Get your game on by some asshole.
We should get him to play that local convention that we go to that we will not reveal the name of. Did you think we could get him to play?
No.
But
we should try anyways.
Let's contact his manager. We'll see if we will come to the depths of Canada.
10 years later, reunion tour of just Get Your Game
He's
On.
He's probably working in a Tim Hortons by now.
But chilling out with the crew in the schoolyard. Finding trouble. Never looking too hard. Well, back at class, they never taught us.